Hey, welcome back to Every Day is Friday show. I'm your host, Teddy
Too Stupid. Stupid.
Go ahead, man.
And your host, Robbie World. And today is Every Day is Friday, and today we got a lovely guest, two of them. And before we introduce them, let's go over a disclaimer. None of this is real. All of this is cap. You know what I'm saying? You can't use any of this in a RICO federal investigation or anything with YSL or any gang members or any association of any court cases, anything dealing with the FBI, CSI, CSA, everything, any alphabet, LGBTQ, yeah, anything, CIA. All that and
that
everything.
Social services
and all that.
Include them, please.
And all that stuff. And because none of this is real. It's all entertainment purposes. And before you try to cancel us,
make sure you subscribe.
Okay, cool. So who we got today?
So y'all, my name Dej Mercedes. Y'all can find me on Instagram, The Real Mercedes, or Dej Mercedes, D-E-J, period, M-E-R-C-E-D-O-Z.
That's our main account. What's your main account?
Dej Mercedes is my main account, yeah.
Okay.
But it's disabled right now, so you got to follow me on The Real Mercedes.
The Real Mercedes, Dej Potatoes.
Dej Potatoes.
What's up, y'all? I am Lexi Jade. You can find me on Instagram. I am Lexi Jade. I do a little bit of everything. I have my own podcast at one point, but I'm going to let y'all have it today. So.
Oh! Great. Wow. Well, since you're letting us have it today, let us have it every day. It's Friday. You know?
If you could change one thing about yourself, what would it be?
Like what? Physically, mentally, spiritually? Anything? Honestly? Well, you go first.
Okay, if I could change one thing about myself.
Mm-hmm.
So I have like... My toes aren't ugly. Don't get me wrong.
Let me see them.
No.
Oh, we're the show that should. We like to
so
see.
So look,
toes.
My toes not ugly. They However, they're done. However, I have this one like longer toe. It's like longer than the other ones. If I could change anything about me, it would be to make them all the same size. Mm.
That's it. That's a good one. That's a good one. That's a good one actually.
That's good luck.
Else. I love everything.
It is luck.
That's
I do.
Good
it.
Luck.
It was good.
When
luck.
One, which one, like if you don't.
Wait, no, they do say that.
It's the big toe and then the one.
The second one is longer than the first one? Yeah. That's good luck.
Oh,
yeah.
Never mind. Yeah.
No, I mean, but you can say in general.
I thought that
like,
meant you was from Egypt.
What? Well, that's because the Hoteps are the ones who say that.
Cut that shit out.
No, what? I thought that meant you from Egypt. That's not bad.
You think everybody in Egypt got one toe bigger than the big toe?
That's what it said.
Wait, are you sure they didn't say that they just have wide feet?
On Instagram?
I think it was the Egyptians who said, like, Hotep type culture people who say that. So that's why you associate with the Egyptians.
Yeah. I believe that because you ever seen the one with them rings around their neck? They let me long as hell.
Yeah, that's the ones with the, who be, like, forming their feet a certain way. Like,
no,
yeah.
That's like Chinese
people. But that's the same thing.
I don't know what race it is.
You
but
said,
I just
you
know.
Talk about the people who make their neck longer with the thing.
Yeah.
You talking about the Chinese who put their feet
the
in
the
that's
shoes.
Definitely Africans. Well, even Egyptian is Africans.
Bro, those are definitely like Chinese or Indian. All
right,
Indian.
Don't quote me. I don't fucking know.
Don't quote her. You don't fucking know. Okay. What about you?
I would change my hair color. I would like to be a blonde naturally. Because this root should be too much.
What, the dark hair?
Yeah, I'd like to just be like
pure blonde, like Kim Kardashian.
Like dirty.
No, not like no bleach.
Oh, not like that. Oh.
Not like, no bleach stuff.
Like dirty blonde?
Like our mother.
Like a dirty blonde. Yeah, like a nice little golden strawberry blonde kind of thing.
Strawberry blonde.
Mm. Have you guys seen my hair when I have no roots? Like it's immaculate. So if I could look like that every day.
You just came up with a hair invention, strawberry blonde.
That's the thing.
No, that's the thing.
Bro. Oh, damn. I thought I could say that to hell still.
Well, you can say it, but it's...
This a thing, though.
Oh, it's a thing. Yeah, strawberry blonde. Oh, I thought you made that up. That was kind of cool.
Who do you secretly hate? Mm.
There is not a bone in my body that has any bit of hate in it. Is that how you say that? There's not a bone in my body?
Yeah.
Say that?
There's not a bone
in me. I don't have any hate in me. I don't hate anyone.
I'm trying to get someone I hate.
I'm not like
you. You what? I know I know some people that
you hate.
I think everybody hates somebody.
Yeah.
I feel like when people say I don't like when I say I don't hate, it's because I don't want to put that energy out every day. But there's definitely people that I hate.
I don't really feel like there's people that I hate though. Like I can't just be like, oh, I hate that person. Like I do.
I hate Tariq of Power. Oh wow. Hate that little fucker. Yeah. So you definitely hate somebody.
celebrities do I hate? We're gonna get messy. Should we get messy?
Hey man, let's get messy. Shit, bang it.
Hey, Lexi with the messy.
Lexi with the messy. You go ahead. Let me.
I'm trying to think. I don't really think there's anyone that I actually like just hate. Like
somebody just ugh.
That's what I feel like. There's someone. Yeah. I feel like I do that once a day.
Well, me personally, I just really just think like Nicki Minaj.
You hate Nicki
really?
Minaj?
You hate Nicki Minaj?
Why would you? Oh, you just fucked up. You'd say that. I can't believe you just did that.
Why Nicki?
Wow.
She's just a mean ass bitch. Like the fuck, like.
Why is she mean?
Why is she mean? Like, hold on, wait. I can give you the best answer I can give you for that is when he died. He got shot in L.A.
Oh, Nipsey?
No, he kind of looked like him. He sing. You seen that
one? PNB Rock.
PNB Rock. When he got killed, she literally went to Twitter and social media and just blamed everything on his girlfriend. And you don't understand how much hurt and how many emotions she was going through. And that right there just shows me what. And no apology. Like, that shit right there just shows me, like, what type of person you are. And then on top of that, come on now. You the best person in this rap industry. And you want to down other female artists for what? You already the biggest one. Dude, sitting there being a mean high school ass bitch.
And she was saying like pretty much it was her fault because of the it was her. Nicki was saying pretty much it was her fault because she posted
type shit. That wasn't even the case. After the fact, motherfuckers realized that wasn't the case, but you went straight to social media acting like you know something and you said some crazy ass shit instead of condolencing. You know, like you could have done anything, but that's what you told to do as the one of the biggest people in the world with an influence. Come on now, like that's lame. That's not cool. And she gave no apology. I don't fuck with that shit. I don't like mean bitches. I don't like that mean shit.
Well, Nicki not coming on this show.
Like I said, I don't hate her, but I really strongly dislike her. I would never like fuck with her.
Shout out all my barbs,
man. Like that's the wrong. I already put it in my song, like the one my song I did.
You made a song about
you did song already?
I said I ain't put it out yet, but I said in my song, I said I'm gonna pick my side now. I ain't fucking with them barbs. You probably thought I said bars, but I said
I don't think you should say that.
That's the way.
Barbs.
But you know what? You already know she don't be on social media, so she don't even be seeing stuff.
Give a fuck, like who gonna do something? Fuck, like I do not care. Like, what? If anything, I'm rocking with Cardi, and Cardi got my back for sure because she a real ass bitch with a nigga, and so do her fans. Okay,
shout out to Cardi.
Shout out to Cardi
and the Barbies,
and the Barbies too.
Oh, I have a question. It's kind of like it's not even formed yet. So, okay, y'all men, right? Y'all hate women sometimes.
What?
Wait, no. I'm not saying y'all hate women.
That is not
no,
true.
Wait. Let me rephrase. That's all I meant. I mean, I would say if y'all hated a woman, right? A woman, not women. A woman. Would you still want to fuck her? Like, do you feel like hate, like sex drives y'all hate sometimes?
Let me tell you something.
Yep.
You absolutely fucking right. Okay.
I'm about to say, yep.
Sometimes, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I feel like because I got ops. Men ops. But I feel like it's because they can't fuck.
No, not that type of.
Y'all different people though. Y'all are like wholesome people. Though.
Yeah. Like that's like. Yeah. Niggas get mad that over that they can't fuck. That's some lame shit to me.
I think so.
Meaning I get like I like angry sex.
Oh, that's what y'all mean.
And I hate fuck who my partner.
So have you ever had an experience where you really hated a bitch and then just turn around and fucked her?
Yeah.
Wow. Like really, just hated a bitch that wasn't your partner though.
Like but when
just,
I was single,
you just really disliked her. I was like, ugh, every time you like, said long, bitch, like
you didn't even know that you wanted to fuck her until you fucked her. No,
I don't think that's how you should put it.
So when men are in the stage of slaying dragons, let's put it that way.
That means single or just mean having
single?
Sex? Okay.
When they warriors slaying dragons, hey man, they don't give a fuck about how the dragon looks. Sometimes they can hate the dragon.
Okay, that makes sense.
But hey, you know. With their consent, they let them smash. It's like, hey, I mean, let them slay. Still slay.
You seem like you got a lot of opinions about the question.
Piss me the fuck off with these shits, man.
Hey, I'm trying to be.
Fuck is a dragon got to do anything? Who would you choose to be if you could be anyone else for a day?
Okay, so this is honestly perfect because it's kind of on par with the hate, love, hate, fuck kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Kim Kardashian. I would love to be here for a day and just see what really be going on. And it's like, they're really lit. Like, they be like, I want this body. Mm. Go get in that little machine and get the body.
See why you want to be blonde. You like Kim Kardashian.
But not like, I mean, I can't. I don't like a lot of things she did. I don't like the Kardashians. I don't like. Okay, I won't say that. I don't like a lot of the shit they did. But I think that it's a very interesting family, and I feel like we don't know shit about them. Like we think we do, but we don't know. I feel like it's like tip of the iceberg. Like they got some shit going on. So I'd like to know what that life is like.
So do you feel like the whole thing they say about the, if you date a Kardashian, it's like, you know.
Shit, probably. And that's probably terrible karma. What? That's probably terrible karma.
Wait, if you date a Kardashian, what?
Just, I guess, you know.
You never heard of the Kardashian?
They fall off.
They fall off.
If you date a Kardashian,
that's what they say. Afterwards? I don't know.
After you break up with them.
Yeah, like Lamar Odom.
Even Kanye ain't fall off.
Well, he lost that deal.
The fuck? What deal? He's like a whole different person. He did it on purpose.
Huh?
Did it on purpose.
He's like a whole different person now.
He's finding his true self.
Wait, who is with one Kardashian?
not Courtney. What's the other girl? There's Courtney.
Chloe.
And he's like kind of.
Who?
Like the way when clips come up of him talking.
Ooh. Basketball, right?
Yeah, basketball.
Yeah,
Tristan.
It's Tristan Thompson.
Thomas. Yeah, Tristan Thompson. Yeah.
He turned into a Kardashian.
Yeah.
So if I could embody a person for one day, the first person that came to mind in this era of my life right now who I would choose to be is Lori Harvey.
Why?
Okay. Lori Harvey?
It's just kind of a boring. No, let me not say that.
You don't know her life.
That's a waste of changing bodies.
You don't know her fucking life.
Why? What the fuck she got?
She seems like she just kick it all day.
Why Lori Harvey? What the fuck she got?
And do Pilates.
Why Lori Harvey?
That's no shade. It may seem like that.
It just seemed like.
Hold on. She may seem like that. However, the way she be getting these sexy ass, rich ass niggas, whatever niggas she really desire, whatever nigga, and she always upgrades. Let's start right there. I'm trying to figure out. What do you do? Like, what is your mentality? What is your mindset? Like, how do you speak to these men? Like, what do you do on a daily basis that makes...
But if you be her, you're not going to learn.
I'm a good learner.
If you're her, she can't teach you nothing.
I'm going to be her, so I'm going to know what I'm doing. What are you talking about?
But you are her. Like, you can't learn.
So you can be her and know her thoughts and...
That's not
going to
work.
I agree with her.
Bro, she just said that thing.
It's like switching bodies, like okay, listen, Freaky Friday. Like, you don't understand shit because you're that person now. You're just in a different body.
But did I debate what she said about Kim Kardashian? I could have told her, like, why the fuck would you want to be Kim Kardashian? The fuck? Anyway.
My shit makes sense.
This is the best day of my life. But who would I be for a day if I, and I'm going to come back to myself tomorrow?
Yeah.
Shit. Okay. Here's my plan. I will be Elon Musk. I will be Elon Musk for a day.
Okay, that's
what I would do in that 24 hours. I will shout myself out. Hey, everybody, go follow Robbie World. He is the best content creator in the world. Pin it, right?
On Twitter,
X. Instagram, everything. It'll go on every platform.
That's perfect.
No, that's not it. Then I'm going to send myself $1 billion.
He don't got no money for him.
He got a billion.
He got hella money.
Or give a billion stocks. Oh, he got, huh? Shit. Damn, well, I can look.
That shit about to dry up too.
Oh, I can go to his Robinhood account. Fuck it.
Who would you want to be, Teddy?
Now, who would I be? Yeah. Shit, I don't know. I'd be Jeff Bezos or something.
Who the fuck is that?
All right, what's your biggest dating horror story?
Dating horrors, like what's the yours? Worst day ever.
Mm-hmm. Mine's? Damn, do I got a dating horror story?
I'm saying, I don't know.
I feel like dating in general is just shitty. Like, but a horror story, like, well, no, I wouldn't consider that dating.
One time this girl I was dating, she brought her husband over to my house. And she didn't tell me that she was in a relationship.
Why'd she bring him? Would you thought that was the homeboy?
I mean, I don't know. Shit,
were you having a party or something? Yeah. Were you having a party or something?
You know he was coming?
No. Cause I was filming. I was doing skits. She do skits too.
Shit.
Damn.
No. Wait.
I'm going to tell you another one.
So she was supposed to be doing skits with him?
Another dating horror story. I went over to this girl house.
No, you got to finish the first one.
I told you what happened. She was still trying
you
to fuck.
You told him, okay.
And I invited two more people to
come
over.
So what, he's
over.
A cuck or something?
No, he didn't know about me.
That's really a word?
Yes. You didn't know about that?
No, I heard it last podcast.
Cuck. It's like what white people
say. Yeah, because only, I wouldn't say only white people, but.
I never seen
that. I think it's just that white people, like, they not ashamed. I think black people do it too. All races do it. But white people, they gonna tell you like,
oh yeah, bro, fuck yeah, man, I'm gonna do that too much. Fucking white.
I can't do that shit. I can't.
Not hell, no, I'll be the bitch ass.
But no, cuck is the dude though.
It don't matter. I don't give a fuck. If it was me in that position, I'd meet somebody up.
But another dating horror story, and this with somebody that you know. I went over to their house, and I'm thinking it's like 3 o'clock in the morning. So I'm thinking we about to fuck. I'm like, oh shit. I had no drawers on.
You
I
felt
had
with the no
window
underwear?
Blasting.
No panties on.
No,
nothing.
No drawers. So I was going there. I'm the like, do yeah, that? What's up?
Yeah.
Hell yeah. When we know we about to have something. Had a rubber.
Especially
right
if we
here.
Know we going just straight there, get it in and leave.
All like sweatpants.
Sweatpants. Nah. No drawers.
I done went with drawers and a tank top and some Nike slides.
I go sweatpants, no drawers. Condom on the left side. Honey pack on the right. No, what,
do honey packs work?
Yeah.
You're too young to be doing that.
Man, let me tell you something. I'm too young to be doing a lot of stuff.
Okay, look, so I ain't going to call it no horror story. Mm-hmm. It was kind of exciting to me. Cause at the time, I kind of liked stuff like that, you feel me? So I was dating this boy or whatever. And, you know what I'm saying? I stayed at his house.
Say that once part again.
I had stayed the night at his
okay,
house.
Okay,
I was kind of like mumbling a little bit.
A little slizzle.
I had a little slizzle. But so I stayed the night at his house or whatever. And, you know, everything was cool, good vibes, whatever, whatever. And I had already, I already knew him beforehand. We had like spent the nights with each other before, but it wasn't at his house type shit, you feel me? So when I finally stayed the night at his house, I'm walking out the house, right? Mm-hmm. And I seen this car. It's like driving crazy as fuck, like like across the parking lot. It's like a big field or so. It's like apartment complex and shit. So there's a apartment complex across the field, and it's like they're driving crazy as fuck, you feel me? So then the car started driving through the grass, like,
you already know
the car started driving through the grass. I'm like, what the fuck they got going on, you feel me? But I'm not thinking shit of it for real. I'm like, they ain't about to come over here, you feel me? So, like, they pulled the fuck up right beside me. They said, oh, you was just with him? Oh, that's my man. He ain't come home last night. He always do this. I just left the hospital. I'm pregnant, this and that, blah, blah, this and that. I said, I just had to stay the night or whatever, you feel me? Then she was like, she said, did he give you some money? Like, I said, no, he ain't give you no money. She's like, damn, like, he be tricking. Like, you could at least got some money. I said, okay, I'm not from here. Like, I don't really know what you talking about. Whole time, let me just clear the air. He did give me some money, baby. You thought I was just, you know what I'm saying? Of course he gave me some
this
money.
This happened
like,
on
Hollywood? No, it wasn't your business.
It sound like a, it sound
yes,
like.
No, the fact
that you
I was
said,
saying, cause
she
I had
came,
a
Ohio is the most.
She came outside.
She said, did he give you some money? I said, no, because the thing is, like, bitches like that, like, they be, I don't know, like, bitch, it ain't none of your business if he gave me some money or not. Like, bitch, don't even worry about it, you feel me? I said, no.
Yes, I had some experience in Ohio, though. Like, that's really just some Ohio shit. Like,
it's right funny because she said she walked outside and she was already just doing that.
Doing crazy ass.
Like, I was
been
so confused. Like, who the fuck?
Hey, this, no, she was out there. No, the thing is, she was out there slashing tires. Shit. She was out there slashing tires. She said, I hope he wouldn't take you home because I just slashed all his tires. Now I said, nah, my car over here. Like, you feel me? I had a little charger. You know what I'm saying?
That's really Ohio women.
Like, she had slashed all his tires, all type of shit. Like,
I'd have been so confused. Like, how long have you been around?
That's crazy.
Oh, how shit. Hell yeah. Like, I was and bitches is smart because they gonna get the she had his phone. Like, she had his other phone or whatever. Mm. And the reason why she knew it was me was because she showed me everything. Like, she showed me while I was talking to her. It was pictures of me and his phone. Like, he was screenshotting my Instagram and shit. And then, like, you know, when you had two phones, the iCloud be on both phones. Like, the messages go to the phone. And so she had a password to the phone, so she knew where he was at, all type of shit. I don't know why the fuck she waited till the morning to come over there, because if it was me, I would have been there knocking on the motherfucking door at night. Bitch, I don't give a fuck. Yeah.
Y'all are like yin and yang.
Yeah. Type shit.
I could be yang if I got a motherfucking word in, maybe.
Shit. I was just telling my story.
Like,
what about you? What about your
My shit ain't that crazy. But I was leaving the basketball courts one day, and this man, you know, he was trying to talk to me, whatever, whatever. And as he's talking to me, his car is parked all the way down the block. Like, we low key on the corner.
Demi Moore type shit for me.
No, kinda. This way, cars everywhere. As this man is talking, this is my first time ever even speaking to this man. It's a car down here, and I just see like head on collision. like to a parked car though. And I'm like, what the fuck? Like, but he seen it too, but he ain't said. I'm like, whoa. And I also knew that was his car. Or I can't remember what. I was just like, whoa, you see that or something like that? He like, yo, yeah, that's my car. And I'm like, but someone like crashing your shit, bro. Like, he like, bro, don't even worry about that shit, bro. And I'm like, bro, it's like a collision or something. Oh, man. It was his car and his baby mom's car. Like, she seen that he was out on the bus and just start crashing into his shit.
He didn't give a fuck about it. He knew it. Like, I don't even worry about it.
She was just crashing into his shit, and I'm just like, bro, what the fuck is going on? Like, and that's really some Ohio shit.
No, that really is some Ohio shit.
That's crazy, because people in Atlanta do that shit.
Why y'all like to fuck up people's cars?
Bro, because it's like 10 people. It's like 10 people in Ohio. It's like 10 bad bitches, 0 bad niggas. No, it's bad niggas. There but like bad niggas in like the sassy way. So it's like bitches like territorial over their nigga. But like, he still can fuck off.
So let me ask y'all this: have you ever slit any tires?
Have never. I ever what?
Slit any tires?
I broke it into a home, but never like slit.
What the fuck?
Like, I never.
She's not broken into a home.
Vandalism. I draw the line at fucking some people's shit.
I have, but it wasn't a.
Yeah, let's not talk about it. Yeah,
okay.
Pending investigation.
What is classified as a sassy man nowadays?
A bad nigga.
What's a bad? Don't give me a bad nigga. Like
that's what they call themselves now. Y'all a little bit older, so y'all don't really see that shit.
I'm him.
Nah, oh, why you can't say that? Why you can't say I'm him?
I feel like I'm him
is
cool.
You can say him to a certain extent. It depends on the predicament that you in.
Like, if you
like,
doing it, like, far as, like, okay.
Like, he mean it.
If it's in your Instagram bio, gay.
What is your favorite porn category?
I'm gonna filter
y'all
out.
Y'all wanna know mine? Hell nah, I ain't gonna say it.
No, you gotta say it.
Say it. You gotta say it now.
With your consent, of course.
With your consent, of course.
With your consent, of course.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I'll be searching up shit that look like, you feel like petite ebony.
You said petite ebony?
Petite ebony.
Petite ebony?
I don't know. I like sneaky ass shit, so I'll be looking up shit like wife cheating on husband what? With his friend, and then like,
so you the demographic.
Step, I don't be doing this. I just
that's one of your fantasies.
She about to say step
fantasies.
Your fantasies, okay.
Look,
I mean, I feel the thrill.
Is this a safe place?
This is a safe place. This is a very safe place. Fuck?
This is the safest.
Oh, 100,000 people watching.
I don't even watch porn no more. Like, let's get shit clear. I don't even watch it no more.
Trying to watch it.
Feel me? But anyway, I be looking up shit like that, and then I be looking up
You know what I like?
Step? No, yeah.
You know what I be like? I used to. I don't really like. I don't watch porn that much either. And I feel like once you start getting descriptive in the search box, you might be addicted.
No, so, and that's why I don't watch porn no more. Cause I was addicted. Mm. Yeah.
But I'll say like the stuff where it was like, oh, she was stealing some shit.
She was
go to the back room, search her.
Oh.
That's what y'all like.
Hold on, what?
You know?
Hey, she like, was shoplifting, and then oh, like, the car right, came in.
All right. We go to the back. It's about to call the police.
I said, we about to call the police. I saw you stealing. And then...
get naked. Let me search your ass.
Some horny ass shit. Okay, what is your favorite sex position?
Missionary. I just love that intimate shit. That. Like, sweet on my mouth, looking in my eyes, like, take control. Like, I just love that shit.
We could do that from the back.
No.
All right. What the you just spit on her?
Huh?
Hey, like that froze? Shit too. Hey, no, look. And then
what the fuck was that?
That too, like, you know, like spit on my titties, like, you feel me? And then, like, I used to have a water bottle on the side of the bed, right? I put that water on me. And she seems so lit.
Okay. You're a freak.
Like, what? Like, just
water. I've never heard that one. That's
you crazy. Ain't never, bro. Listen, that's why when that Tyler song, Water, made me sweat, made me water, I used to always just thinking that, like, yes, yeah, like, people be doing
that's
that.
Crazy.
If I can't be the only person who do that.
Where'd you get no. You like saw in the porn or you
no I just it was just I was just feeling it like it was a bottle of water and I was like it was just lit like
what is the most expensive gift you ever received?
A Balmain purse. Pretty good
purse.
A what?
Balmain.
Balmain? What's that?
Balmain.
Balmain.
That's the right way to pronounce it.
Balmain.
It's Balmain is actually the correct way.
She's Balmain.
It's Balmain.
Balmain. That sounds like a Jamaican code. Oh, Balmain.
Hey, Balmain.
Balmain.
When you get that shit right from the dealer, they going to tell you that shit Balmain.
My bad.
So how much was it?
Okay, well, you know, it's only 1700, but that's a lot for me.
Only 17 fucking
1700.
Well, you live in Atlanta, bitches be getting like $40,000
purses. You said the most expensive gift?
Yeah, you ever received.
A car.
car?
It was it was 2020 at the time. It was 2019 Dodge Charger.
2019? That was 2019?
Mm-hmm. What kind? Was it a basic package?
Man, listen. You asked what gift I got. I said
what
I got.
Said what you said.
Fuck. That was that a shit got her through. I'll tell you that.
Sound like a V6 to me, fellas.
It was a V6. However, the next gift that I had that was, it was like a shopping spree. Like, he got me like three pairs of Balenciagas and then a pair of Dolce Gabbana. I said good bitch, Giannis.
Yeah, big one. I was about to say something.
And then he got me a Louis bag and Wally and glasses. At the
same in one day?
Yeah. And where this nigga at now?
Huh?
Where this nigga at now?
Prison.
What is the wildest thing you've ever done during sex?
I was young, so you feel me? I wasn't even experienced yet. So when you, anyway... Well, shit. I was just like, I don't think it's that crazy. I don't know if it's that crazy.
You have a podcast with yourself? Because, you know, like.
I would just say, I was like saying thank you. Like, while getting like, that's probably the craziest thing. Like,
that's horny shit.
Did you thank him for the sex?
Yeah, like while we was, you know, okay. I was like. Okay.
You said it after, you said it during sex. Oh.
That's horny.
Yeah, that's horny shit. Oh, what's the wildest thing?
The water ball is crazy.
Have you ever done the
water ball?
I'm real. She just got some people hit. Y'all better sound bite that shit.
With the water bottle? With the water thing? Oh, yeah.
Yeah. The crazy shit I didn't do. I don't know. I
used to be doing crazy shit all the time.
I'm just now starting to really get experience for real. Like, I always had like one nigga that I was just fucking. Like, even then, I was still, like, younger, you feel me? Mm-hmm. But, I don't know, the craziest shit, I don't know.
Some shit that surprised
you. I feel like you do crazy.
I guess anal would probably be the most crazy shit. Like, but that ain't even really crazy, though, like, because it was, like, you feel me? Like, I don't know.
Yeah, that's the new norm.
That's the new norm. Mm-hmm. You feel me? Like, that's a given at this
point. My bad.
Anal?
Maybe.
No, you're right, because you can't do that with everybody. I ain't gonna just act like I didn't anal everybody.
The problem is people think you
can
just, I think they're, like, people think you could just jump into that shit.
Hell no.
You need to learn from the white people. They put the butt plugs in and they stretch that shit out all day. And then they put it in.
And they do the little beads and shit. Hey, this one time.
I don't do that, but I'm just saying if I was going to do I would prepare myself like that.
This one time, this was before I was even having sex. Like, I was a freshman in high school. And they was watching videos in math class. They was just, I don't know where the fuck they found this shit at, but it was this girl.
I already know what you about to say. Cereal.
This girl was had cereal in her fucking butthole. They was eating cereal and milk out her butthole. The white girl.
I already knew you about to say that.
That is crazy as fuck.
Bro, they had that.
It was like on a video. It was like they was trying to video shit out. Like this dude had his phone out and had cereal. A video in class.
I already knew you was gonna say it because I feel like I think of that once a week.
Y'all Siamese twins, ain't y'all? So y'all think
we have a lot of same.
I'm also Siamese twins.
Didn't we have a homeboy that did some shit like that? Hey, breakfast on some ass.
To my Ink Capone?
Yeah.
Ink Capone. Ink Capone.
Shout out to that free head nigga.
Shout out to them, bro.
That's nigga free and fuck, bro.
Anybody? If you could choose any two girls to have a threesome with, who would it be?
Megan Good.
Who? Megan Good?
Mm-hmm.
Celebrities. Good. Let's say celebrities.
Celebrities? Okay. Megan Good. And what's the girl off Baby Boy house she went to?
To
and he was like, no, not her. Oh. The one he cheated on, Taraji P. Henson.
He didn't cheat.
He didn't cheat. He almost cheated. He said, man, this shit fire, man.
You seen Baby Boy?
I don't remember the other girl.
The other girl with the braids.
Suck his dick.
I don't remember no one's
face. Wait, the girl with
she worked with
him. She was on a scary movie.
No.
No.
Oh, oh, my God.
That's Taraji, too? Is that her?
Taraji was not on Scary Movie.
You know who I'm talking about, but that wasn't Taraji, though.
Mm-mm.
Who was that?
No.
I know what you're talking about. It's not her.
Let's go back.
Who are you? You got her name?
Hey, what's up?
The girl from Baby Boy,
what's
man.
Her name?
I don't know her name, but she's the actress. Have you seen Baby Boy when he went in the house? He was like, bitch, you can't suck dick anyway.
Not from what I hear, you hoe.
What?
Bitch, you don't know how to suck dick anyway. Get your black ass in the house.
And walked off.
That. I don't remember that well enough to know.
What? Y'all remember that? Let me show you.
You from Ohio, so.
What's the most embarrassing thing that has ever happened to you during sex?
I'm gonna do number two because that one was crazy.
You did number two?
No, I said I'm gonna do the number two. But
I ain't going.
Other than that, what's the
Most embarrassing thing doing sex?
Oh, I can't really think of nothing.
I don't even think.
What is the most embarrassing thing?
I know mine.
I feel like if I'm gonna say something, it's gonna be something he did, not me. Cause I don't really do. I'm like, I don't do no embarrassing shit. I'll be on my shit.
Girl, bye.
I remember one. Go ahead.
No, you go.
I stopped fucking this girl because my Wi-Fi was off. That was back when I was living in Tallahassee, bro. I'm fucking this girl. And I was pulling this. I would upload a video. I don't know why. But you know you upload a video and that shit don't load yet. So I just like, I don't know why I was fucking. I just checked. I'm like, hold on, but the video ain't load yet. And then I peeked like, damn, my Wi-Fi. Because, you know, went to the settings. I see my name like, damn, that mean my Wi-Fi on at home, baby. Oh, this shit tripping.
Damn, what the fuck is wrong with you?
I remember that.
Hey, what was your
embarrassing sex?
Okay, this when I was first starting out. I didn't know shit was going on right. Okay, you got it. You got it. I was getting some head. Got a little too excited. I had the bubble guts.
Oh, shit.
I already know what you about to say.
I farted while she was sucking me up.
And was it sharp?
What she said?
And it was a little, you know, it wasn't just no regular fart. It was like the wet one.
I was about to say, literally, what's crazy, my embarrassing story about someone else telling me was I had given him head. And, you know, when he cleaned himself up and he took the wipe.
What?
That shit was brown. Not me, him. I had to specify.
Shit, nigga don't know how to wipe his ass.
What the fuck? Why was you sitting here watching him wipe, first of all?
You know what you mean? You feel me? That was...
It was brown.
Yeah, it was brown. It was not knowing I'm with now. No, it was some old shit. It was some old shit. And he was like, clean himself off. Why you want another year? Y'all are, you know, biggish men.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Biggish.
I don't want to be derogatory.
No, we big dudes.
Yeah, big
dudes. Yeah, big dudes, yeah.
Have y'all ever had an issue where, like, I don't know, like, that got in the way? I feel like because people
of
wanted
being
that.
Big?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
No.
Never, ever, ever, ever?
Mm-mm. It did. No. I ain't gonna lie. In my previous relationship when I didn't know my body.
Okay.
Like, I wasn't experienced sexually as much. I think when I was living with, like, my ex, it was causing us problems because I only had like four.
It was causing you problems?
It was sexually, because I only had four bodies to my name.
So you got like five now?
No, I got like 50.
Oh. So you got experience real quick?
I got experience. After that breakup, I went through and I destroyed so many hearts.
Oh.
And so many vaginas.
Oh.
And now I'm him.
I'm him.
Oh, God. Oh, brother.
Have you ever had sex in a public pool?
Yep.
Yes? Yeah. With people in there?
No. Yeah. I had one with...
Not in my pool.
Had one, people was in there. And I had one where we had a private villa in Dominican Republic. And we was just fucking in there.
No judgment.
But it was connected to like... It was like connected to our room. And then it was connected to other people's rooms. So
I won't be the one to judge that. I won't be the one to judge that.
Okay, cool. Don't do it.
Someone will, though.
Hey, but it's called repent.
Okay. Okay. So you have had sex in the public pool?
Mm-hmm.
Wait, that was the question of pool?
No, it wasn't people. No.
The question was just pool?
Okay, have you had sex? Specific. Have you had sex in public, period?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where?
Pool.
Macy's.
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 Yeah.
I don't know.
And, my girl job.
Your ex-girl job.
Yes, my ex-girl job in the back of her truck.
Yeah, okay. I don't know. I'm not really a public sex kind of person.
It's exciting.
I know. Actually, I have had public sex. It was like kind of public though.
I don't think so.
It's the part where she said somebody coming.
I'm a very anxious person. I want to be able to just be there.
The excitement adding on to the until you get caught and registered
as a sex offender.
Then you got to kiss.
Sometimes you just sometimes
it wasn't really public.
Sometimes you got to ask, is the biscuit worth the bite? That's it.
What's y'all zodiacs?
Taurus,
Cancer.
Taurus men are...
Makes sense. The fuck that mean?
No, I fuck with a Taurus man. Y'all be like hard workers. Taurus is like... What's y'all sign? Like a horse?
Yeah, horse.
Hard-headed.
No, I'm more stubborn.
I feel like... Yeah, that's the same thing.
That's literally Exhibit A right there. Heck?
But he's right, though. But the person who took my virginity...
That's the same thing.
Brandon's a Cancer.
He's a Gemini.
Oh, yeah, I forgot.
The person who took my virginity was a Taurus, and he still texts me to this day. Do you text people that you took their virginity?
Depends. What Taurus? What Taurus is it?
She's like me, like April, like, about her business.
April Taurus.
What are you? May.
April Taurus.
April.
Taurus is right after.
Mm-hmm. April 29th.
They are May. Aries. April.
Aries, April. What the?
Aries is the end of March. Beginning
so
of
you
April.
Want Aries? Aries took April. Your, huh? Aries took your virginity.
No, a Taurus.
A Taurus.
May,
so is it
May.
Okay, that's May. I'm an April Taurus.
Okay. I don't know. I just feel like if you're a Taurus, your birthday should just be in May.
Yeah, I think it's weird that you got April.
I feel like Aries' birthday. Aries should all just be April.
You agree?
Mm-mm.
Oh,
it's a difference.
So what about Cancer?
No, there's a difference. What about what?
Cancer men?
Yeah.
Emotions.
Crybabies. Makes sense why you caught 40 bodies in a year. Makes sense.
Yeah.
I don't feel like you're crybabies.
I had to learn fast, bro.
I don't feel like you're crybabies. I just feel like you are emotional.
I'm emotional. I'm going to tell you what I told somebody. I'm emotional intelligent. Meaning
now
like.
Now you are, maybe.
Now I am. Yeah. I learned how to. Like,
a Cancer who don't know how to fuck to be
control their emotions,
just a fucking bomb.
Yeah,
everywhere.
Now, if you piss me off, it's like I told you, I give off that. Hey, I can be your best friend or your worst enemy.
So what's the craziest thing you did? Like a mean, like I hate this nigga, and some crazy mean shit you did because you seem like you do some.
I can't tell you that.
Oh, it's illegal. I thought this was for cats.
No.
What's the meanest thing I did?
Do you want to eat a bunch? You look at that like that?
Huh?
I think one of the meanest things that I've done was...
Look at...
You ain't getting nobody.
I think one of the meanest things... One of the meanest things I've done was when this girl was dating this guy, but I was in high school at the time. Like, I was a young girl. Like, I didn't know no better, and I'm not that type of person anymore. Disclaimer. But this one girl, she was dating this boy, and this boy, me and him was like friends or whatever. Or so I thought. You know how men be, like acting like they friends, but really trying to get over. So I was like, I was just talking shit on Facebook. Like, it ain't my fault. Like, you just don't provide for him how he want you to. Like, this and that and that and that. And that was just so fucked up. Like, I just be looking back like, damn. Like, that was I ain't had nothing to do with that.
You can't, it's not even, it's petty. It's like, I feel like young people, like young girls too, we do crazy shit. The worst thing I ever did, the meanest thing I ever did, was it was like a long distance thing. I was in college here, he was in college there, but I would come see him type shit. And he low-key had a girlfriend. I was in a state
of my life. Ex-girlfriend.
But he would do, like, and my thing, it was almost like an understanding, because, like, I was all the way in Ohio, he was all the way wherever he was. So I was like, okay, do your thing, whatever, whatever. But when I would come see you, like, you know, you my man, kind of thing.
For sure.
So I came to see him. And it was low-key. No, actually, he came up. I think that's where we fucked up because, remember, they came up for football. So he came up. He had a game near me. So we had I went to go see him, whatever, whatever. And his...
This is getting the wrong idea.
Well, it was the right idea because, yeah. Anyway, she was being federal, posted a picture. And people was watching our account.
We didn't give a fuck.
So she was texting him like... Oh, you're with so-and-so. I'm sick to my stomach. Like, she said that. I posted a picture. I posted a picture, and the caption was, got these hoes sick to their stomach. The same day.
No, that's not the meanest shit she did. The meanest shit she did was when we went back down there to where they was at.
I thought that was before.
And then the bitch was knocking at the door. The bitch was knocking at the door while we
No, remember she came to the car and I put the window down like, bitch.
Same bitch.
I said, I got your nigga for the weekend. Window back up. That was the crit.
She literally stood on that shit. She said, when I'm down here, this my nigga. The fuck you talking about? But I was literally in bed. I went in bed like the niggas. Okay, so it was some college shit. It was like the niggas was all in the door and they was playing the game and shit. We was just chilling. Like I went to school there, so of course I'm gonna be there. She came down, of course she gonna be with me.
I was like trying to surprise. You know,
we was all lit. I ain't gonna lie, it was fun. But the bitch came knocking on the door like she would not leave.
We all went out to eat. Hold on, she came to the car first. And then followed us inside.
Girl, she was following us the whole fucking night.
Like, literally all night.
The whole time she was there. And then like, she would kept knocking on the door. She was banging on the door. I'm not leaving until she leaves.
This is what we had to do. We had that. What was it like? We act like we was using the bathroom. Because she was, like, following me up. And I was like, okay, I'm about to use the bathroom. Walk out. She walk out. Boom, close the door on her ass. Like, that's what we had to do. Because she was a white girl. Oh, it makes sense now.
My thing is, she was a pretty white girl. She did not have to be going through none of that shit. Like, the fuck, you could have did way better, baby.
Let me ask y'all something. What's y'all biggest secret?
Why would I say that?
I'm not saying
all you. Oh, no, I got a question. What is the wildest NDA party you've been to?
I've really never been to, like, no sign a contract.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You thought about it. You let her?
Why would we end if we was?
That's all I just wanted to just that's all I wanted.
I've never been to no NDA.
It's the craziest celebrity party I went to.
Mm-hmm. I wish I could tell you, but I really don't be doing celebrity parties like that.
Mm-hmm. I mean, we got like a little celebrity kickback. The good days.
I think like the biggest one, it was like some NFL shit. Like, you feel me? No, not NFL. It was like some NBA shit, but you feel me? Like, it wasn't really like.
I've never been there. Mm-hmm. I wasn't there.
It was lit, but it was just like.
Must be nice.
You lying.
Hey, but I will say this. The craziest NDA I signed was by a lame ass nigga, bro. This nigga didn't even do shit, bro. I literally
ate Cheetos.
This nigga was in town or whatever, wanted me to come kick it or whatever, you feel me? We watched the motherfucking movie, went to sleep. I told the nigga I wasn't fucking. I told him that before, during, after, all that shit. You feel me? I wasn't fucking.
Did you sign an NDA for this shit?
This nigga said, Miss Eckler.
That's how these new niggas be.
Miss Eckler.
Got to.
And bad he handed me an NDA and made nigga, me right? sign that no. shit. Like, nigga, what that's the fuck you tell me to sign an NDA for? Like,
nigga. Smart nigga.
He not smart about shit. I don't give a fuck about none of that shit.
And I feel like if you...
Because these niggas, especially niggas like
that... No, but some of these bitches, though...
They have
some
worse rumors flying around.
Listen, no kind of I'm not going to knock...
But let me tell you, but the difference between a bad nigga and a whatever nigga, niggas be doing that shit to flex because niggas like that have worse rumors going around than hanging out with Dejmer.
But listen, I'm not going to knock the nigga just for the simple fact that he is a celebrity. But my thing is, like, you talking to the wrong bitch. Like, I don't give a fuck about none of that shit. Like, I've been around many niggas that's way more famous and got way more money than you. And I don't give a fuck. And I wouldn't even just sit here and say their name on camera.
That's these new bad niggas. And the fact
that we literally did not do shit and you didn't, and you just, and I told you the whole time and I told you quit touching me the whole time, like... Miss Eckler, will you please sign this?
Oh, he called you Miss Eckler?
He literally said, Miss Eckler, you know what this is? Show me his phone. Yo, y'all sign name Eckler?
Yes, it's Eckler.
And what about it?
Y'all look like some Ecklers.
Eckler. Yeah. Eckler and his pig.
E-gang.
This is an E.
In sign language.
It's a fucking E-gang.
It's sign language.
I know she did that.
That's the sign for it.
Cut that shit out.
No. You dated a deaf dude?
E-gang.
You dated a deaf dude?
This is an E-gang?
Twice by accident.
This is like a G.
Wait. You're not from a... You dated two deaf men before?
Okay, the first one don't count because it was like fifth grade.
No, it do count. She went on her way to learn.
Nah, if you couldn't get an STD in that situation, it don't count. So, yeah. So go to the second person?
Second one, how old were you?
18.
Well, that count.
So you have a thing with deaf men?
No, I was a lover girl. She said.
Men with disabilities.
No, I don't. It was a coincidence.
Guy has ex?
He did.
Oh, I got ash.
Yep.
I got ash.
You go ass?
No, you
I'm a ass. Cause I don't give a fuck.
At this part of the podcast, we be playing a game called Spin the Block. Spin the Block is where our guest rolls the wheel three times or whatever it lands on, they have to do.
Pick a host,
Twergo.
Can we get some music? Oh, I'm a host?
A host, a host.
Dare the host.
Which one?
That's
right. Can I? Oh, you gotta dare him.
Give me suggestions. Robbie.
So nature, let it
what?
This is a suggestion. I'll do what I say.
Mix it up. Probably call your girlfriend.
No.
What?
An ex. Mm-hmm. Girlfriend's Frank crazy. Hart. Prank call an ex.
No, prank call your ex. Have someone talk. And say.
No, you're right. You have a girlfriend. You shouldn't do that.
No?
Maybe not.
I
don't know
what the prank call is. I didn't even say nothing. I'm trying to hear what y'all talking
I'm
about.
I'm reading your face.
Prank call your girlfriend I was with his voice.
You gotta talk. With his you gotta voice. I thought you should prank call an ex.
Okay, prank call ex.
Keep. Oh, wait, maybe not. You right. I don't want to get you in trouble.
Yeah.
Oh, you right. You can't. I was gonna say on some doctor shit, but it's 120. Ain't no doctor calling no one.
Prank call a sneaky link.
Mm-hmm.
And be like,
my car broken down. I'm walking up to your house right now. Make sure their door unlocked.
Yeah.
You said call a sneaky link. Tell her my car broke down.
Like right by your house.
Right by your house. If I'm walking up to your door right now, like you open the door.
Cool. If I say tonight.
Huh? You can say what?
It's cool if I say the name.
Yeah.
Don't call someone that you cool with, someone that you know a sneaky link. Y'all only be fucking.
Like recently though. Well, not even.
Put it on speaker.
Damn. What the fuck she doing, bro? Maybe.
Your call has been forwarded to voicemail. The person you're trying.
Oh, she fucking. Oh, no. Nah. You want me to prank call somebody? No, I'm saying somebody y'all got.
Like,
you want to prank call?
Yeah, you know like, what we doing.
My bedroom was nothing but shoes and drawers.
So, is it?
You going to call from your phone and then
say from your phone. So, what's a dude? Yeah, I'm going to call from my backup phone. So, call a dude. Well, I'm going to call a dude and be like, I'm going to express to him how so much I'm in love with you. But
that's why I'm
she always I'm talk about you,
yeah.
And I'm trying to figure out like,
he mad,
is this
he
your
single
girl?
I got your number.
Y'all can't be talking like that, and we trying to keep this conversation. We have to
no, 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 no. We going now. We
talking about
we
he
just,
mad, he not single.
All right, look, we're finna do another prank call.
This song's like that.
So what does he call you?
Dej.
Yeah. He like he knows. Yeah, he okay.
Knows I hope he see it, but
he be like, who this?
Hello. Hey, Chop, man.
Huh?
Chop, man. Hey, what's up, man? It's Earl, man.
Who?
Mr. Earl. Hey, you know somebody named Dej, man?
Oh, gee, you got the wrong number, buddy.
Nah. Dej. You know Dej? Light-skinned Dej. Pretty Dej. The
who
real.
Did?
Dej, this is Mr. Earl.
Who the fuck is Mr. Earl?
Mr. Earl, so Dej, man, look, man, I met her at this cigar lounge, man. And Dej, man, she is stunning, man. And all she do is talk about you. And I'm trying to figure out, because I'm in love with her, because she's just a young, pretty girl. I'm trying to get to know. I want to retire, you know. So she always talk about you. So I'm calling you to ask you, like a woman like her, what do she like in life?
Thank you.
You said, what does she like in life?
Yeah, what does she like in life? Like, as a girl, like, do she like to go out to dinner? Do she like roses? Do she like gifts?
You got wrong number, Brody.
Nah. Chop. Come on, Chop. Don't do that to me, man. Come on, I just want to know. I'm old here. I'm about 72. I just want to know how can I keep a girl like her on my roster?
How you get my number, bro?
I ain't gonna lie. I took her phone. I just went through certain people that she took serious. And then I said, you know, she always talked very highly of you. And I was like, you know what? Let me call the person she always talk about.
Type shit.
You know what I'm saying? So I just want to know as an adult, because I see you as a grown man as well. Just some of the stuff. How can I interest a woman like that? Because I don't have the most money, and I don't have the jewelry. So I'm trying to see, as an old man, how can I get her to get on me like how she do you?
You gotta drop that bread off.
Dang. I'll say, a range, like how much a week you think?
I don't know, bro. However much you want.
So how much do you could, hey, how about this? Is there a way I can do a small loan with you, brother?
A small loan?
Yeah, just a small loan. Just like anywhere, like 10,000. I pay it back to you.
What you need, a loan from me?
Yeah, just a small, because I'm trying to buy her the nice stuff. Like, you know, the what they call it, the Louis Vuitton. In the AP.
AB. Bro, you go to the bank for all that.
Go to the bank. You think the bank will give me a loan?
Yeah, just say you're doing it for a business. These bitches businesses, I heard. You get them, you can put on a script.
Okay, is there a way you can write me a recommendation letter for me?
What's a recommendation?
It's like a guarantor. You sign off on something for me.
Type shit. Did a recommendation letter because the homie was in jail.
Oh, okay. So you used the recommendations.
Yeah, but not no loans.
Damn. Yeah. So a quick question. What is the fastest way I can get a loan? Do you know?
I don't know, cuz for real. You gotta go to the bank for it.
Damn. Hey man, you seem like a cool dude, man, because she always talked very highly of you, man. And I was like, I want to be just like you, man. As an old dude, you know, I'm already old. It's almost my time ticking. So I just want to be like, how can I be like this light skinned dude with all this jewelry?
Hey, who this here?
This is Mr. Earl. You know Dage. She told me her name was Dage Potatoes, but I don't know if that's her real name or not.
How Dage look?
Dage, she red. She thicker than orange juice, and she got a tattoo on her arm of a dude.
My mama, if Dave gave you my number for real, I'm finna get on her ass.
Hey, no. She didn't. She did. Hey, brother, hands up. That's it. I just want to know I want you to show me. So, is there any way possible one day this week I can come with her, with you, just to, you know, we could chop it up, and you can give me the sauce for real, just in case me and her don't work out. I can know how to pull other women like her. Sound like you're having a party back there, man. Can I come? Huh?
You said what?
It sound like you're having a party. Can I come? I can bring some liquor if you need me to. You ever drink Ripple?
Man, I never drank that.
Man, I got you, man. It's some shit like I put in this drink. It got moonshine and vodka in it.
But I want that bullshit.
What? It's good for you. It's good for your kidneys, brother. Y'all be drinking all that bullshit like Casamigo and all that. That ain't good for you.
Type shit. That moonshine gonna put your ass down.
I'm trying to tell you. Look, I'm telling you, it's like aphrodisiac. Once you drink that motherfucker, I'm telling you, but you go all night. You ever took a honey pack?
Man, I don't need it.
Hey man, look, you invite me to the next party, I'm gonna bring about 42 of them.
Turn down. That's so you're gonna bring about 42
of them. Hey, but look, man, I just wanna let you know, man, look, I got your number. I'ma lock you in. I'ma call you on every
don't call this phone. I'ma
call you every Tuesday, every week, just to see how you're doing and stuff like that, and then we gonna chop it up.
Don't call this number. Don't leak this number.
I don't do the leaking stuff. But But I definitely want to call you just, you know, because sometimes you might need some old school conversation.
Hell no.
Damn. So we can't even be like homeboys for real.
We homeboy right now.
That was then, like, that's all that matter. That's how long as we got to come.
After the call.
Oh, so after the call, we like, we just don't know each other.
Hey, you know Lil Reese from Chicago?
Lil Reese. What? Nah, hell no. Nah. I don't know who that is.
Let me. Yo, point, okay, she.
Hello?
He don't even want to talk to you no more. He just blew your chance. He could have been your friend.
I don't even know who that is.
What the fuck you do?
No, not the, who the fuck? I don't even know who the fuck that is.
Where you from?
Me?
Yeah.
Savannah
what?
It's Savannah, Georgia. It ain't Savannah James. Savannah, Georgia, brother.
Type shit,
you know. Hey man, you know how to play
from
spades?
Atlanta, then.
You know how to play spades?
That's some jail shit.
I'm telling you, how you play? You play Joga Deuce Deuce, or you play Ace High?
I don't play spades. That's some jail shit.
Oh damn, you know how to roll dice? You know how to roll point?
No, I don't shoot dice.
Damn. All right, chop. All right, hey, lock me in though, Mr. Earl.
All right, Mr. Earl.
Hey man, good to meet you, man.
Good day, Mr. Earl.
Yes, sir.
Cheers to every day is Friday. EDIS. You gotta, I'm gonna be real, you gotta make that y'all like, you know, TGIF.
Oh. With that being said, what's healthier, traditional wings or boneless wings?
Flex.
Find out next time on the Every Day is Friday.
She gonna say flat.
That's traditional.
It is traditional. It's more healthy.
My bad.